Hello, and welcome to this new podcast space for STI Research Roundup, which I expect will premiere in late October or early November of 2024. I am your host, Aurora DiOrio, also known as Dawn DiOrio, and I'm so glad you're joining me. I'd like to introduce myself quickly. I worked as a manager of sexually transmitted disease and HIV programs since the late 1980s, in county, city, state, and federal governments. I actually began having responsibility for what was then called the HIV Counseling, Testing, and Partner Notification Program for the state of Maine. And then I branched out into the Sexually Transmitted Diseases Program there. I joined the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the Division of STD Prevention in 2001. I was field staff with the division, meaning I didn't work in Atlanta, but rather I was one of the lucky public health advisors assigned to assist a state or local health department where the action really happens. And in this role, I had assignments with the state of New Jersey, the city of Chicago, Marion County, Indiana, and lastly with the state of Indiana before I retired from federal service in 2022. Throughout my career, I worked hand in hand with those hardworking folks who do the daily business of interacting with people experiencing sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, and their exposed sex or needle-sharing partners. In the U.S., these workers are mostly referred to as disease intervention specialists, or DIS. But I want to recognize that others who work in a variety of settings with many different job titles are also very important disease intervention professionals. After my retirement from CDC, I now offer research, analysis, and policy consulting services for government and nonprofit organizations pertaining to communicable diseases with an emphasis on STI, HIV, congenital syphilis prevention, reproductive health, and adolescent health through my consulting firm, Aurora Public Health Consulting. You can find that on LinkedIn. I've also had the pleasure of teaching as adjunct faculty at Indiana University in Bloomington for the past 15 years, where I've taught several different public health courses to undergraduate and graduate students, including epidemiology, community health, infectious disease outbreak investigation, and health policy. Excuse me. What I found during my career was that the disease intervention professionals, outreach workers, family planning workers, clinic workers, people serving clients at community-based organizations, are so busy doing their jobs that they really didn't have the time to take time out, sit in a quiet space, and read a piece of research. My college students also struggle to find the time to do this. The goal of this podcast is to demystify the scientific literature by presenting one or two studies in each episode in such a way that the STI professional and those interested in learning more about STI research can easily engage with the content in order to increase scientific literacy around STIs. The articles I choose will be mostly programmatic rather than clinical in nature, but there may be sometimes an article with a clinical focus will be presented because it's a new development and it's super important that you are aware of it, such as some new testing technology or a new treatment. While this podcast is aimed at an audience of STI professionals in the US, such as disease intervention specialists, workers at community-based organizations, etc., I hope it will be useful for others who are partners in the effort to reduce STI anywhere they may work. Whoever you are, welcome. I expect episodes to be less than 30 minutes in length, so perfect for you to listen to during your workout or your commute without being a major disruption to your life. New episodes will drop every 2 weeks on Thursdays. Most episodes, especially when I'm just starting out, will be just me, but as I get more comfortable with the technology, I plan to have some guests to help me discuss the articles. Our first episode is entitled Partner Services Fatigue, and I will present a recently published article on this topic. I really hope you will be able to join when the first episode is published. I'm going to start out on Spotify, and I may or may not be able to get it on Apple Podcasts at the same time. And I will try to put notices on my LinkedIn account. I created an Instagram account for STI Research Roundup. So I'm hoping you guys will be able to find it when it's available. And thank you so much.